Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name is Tom, and I'm your host. Thanks for joining us. Tonight, I'm delighted to introduce a new narrator to the show, Nikki. Her soft and soothing tone of voice will guide us as we wander through a hillside garden that's been specifically designed to help you relax. So, let's just spend a moment unwinding with some deep breaths so that we're feeling suitably relaxed and ready for sleep. Make yourself nice and comfortable. Then take a deep breath in. Hold for a moment at the top. And release the air back out. Breathe in again and just concentrate on where your body moves with the breath. Then breathe out. And let those areas sink back down and relax. On your next breath, pay attention to the areas of contact between your body and the bed. As you exhale, notice how those areas become heavier and sink even deeper into the mattress. Let's take one more deep breath now. And as you inhale, I want you to squeeze your shoulders up to your neck. Hold the tension there for a moment. And release, allowing all the tension to flow away and disperse. Continue relaxing and making your way into a good night's rest. Just let your imagination lead you through our story now, enjoying the tranquil scenes that Nikki describes. We begin on a beautiful hillside meadow, with trees and flowing grasses. The rushing of water can be heard off in the distance. Let's follow that sound and see where it leads.
You're standing near the garden entrance at the bottom of a gently sloping hill covered in trees. Next to the entrance is a large waterfall. The flowing water sparkles in the sunlight. You've heard that this waterfall was here long before the garden existed. It runs from the top of the hill down unevenly stacked grey rocks and into a shallow pool at the bottom. You move towards the pool now to get a closer look at this beautiful natural formation. The continuous, free-flowing water runs quickly, but it brings a sense of ease. The waterfall produces a light mist that lands delicately on your face and arms. It's not as cold as you thought it might be. The tiny droplets sit comfortably on your skin until they disappear in the warmth of the sun. Your eyes follow the flow of the waterfall, all the way from the pool to the hilltop. From where you're standing, you can't see the top of the garden clearly. But that's just fine. You have plenty of time to explore. This is just one of the many waterfalls within these 4 acres of serenity. Behind this particular cascade lies the rest of the garden. It's a magical place, designed specifically for mindfulness and well-being. The tranquil sound of the rushing water makes you feel calm and ready to step into this peaceful haven. You walk through a pale wooden archway to find a spectacular natural scene awaiting you. There's a tiered landscape with lush green grass and clusters of flowers, blue, yellow, red, and pink. Tall trees line the edges of the garden, while smaller trees and shrubs gather in groups. Small birds flitter through the trees, chirping happily as they fly from branch to branch. The garden feels warm and bright beneath the rays of the sun. A gentle breeze guides wispy clouds across the light blue sky above. When you breathe in, you can smell a wonderful mix of floral scents. Are these roses you're detecting? Or perhaps they're lilies? Whichever they are, the inviting aroma draws you in as you begin to walk along the path. The full expanse of the garden is cleverly designed, with different sections and levels spread out over the hillside. The area you're exploring now is the welcome garden. Then, as you go up the hill, you'll see 5 more small gardens. They're separate from each other, like different rooms in a house. Each smaller garden has a unique character and design, and different plants and flowers, but they're all equally restful and pleasant. Before long, the garden owner greets you with a soft smile. He tells you that this place has been here for 30 years, and invites you to look around. With no encouragement needed, you take a map and walk toward the first small area. A sloping gravel path leads up the hill to this little garden. Your shoes make a crunching sound as they move over the tiny stones. As you walk, your footsteps seem to keep time with the steady rhythm of your heart. Every step fills you with quiet anticipation as you get closer. You continue following the path until you reach a small opening on the left. This is the first of the small gardens. There's a sand-coloured wooden bench in the centre, surrounded by beautiful white hellebores. The bowl-shaped flowers look cheerful, sitting in loose bundles among glossy green leaves. Their yellow centres shine brightly like balls of sunshine. But the gorgeous display of hellebores isn't the only thing to catch your eye. Nearby are some elegant Japanese maple trees with dark red leaves, providing a stark contrast to the white flowers. The pointed leaves of the maple trees resemble stars. A mature cherry blossom tree provides welcome shade over the bench. It's a charming tree with a thick, tall trunk and beautiful blossoms. Light pink petals cling to the branches, creating a fluffy round shape that reminds you of cotton candy. The bench looks very inviting, you think. You walk towards it and sit down to rest for a moment. As you realize that you are completely surrounded by natural beauty, you smile to yourself. Petals from the blossom tree float down around you, like snowflakes falling lazily from the sky. It feels so good to be immersed in nature, you think. You'd forgotten just how peaceful it can be. It's so quiet here. You could easily lie down and have a nap. But there's still a lot to see. There's a bench in every different part of the garden, so there are plenty of opportunities to rest. It's a satisfying thought. Feeling ready to move on, you stand up and return to the main path. The trail of grey stones is like a winding stream. It bends smoothly to the left, leading you up the hill towards the next garden. You're intrigued to see what's beyond the bend. Soon, you reach a curve in the ground shaped like a half moon. This must be the entrance to the second garden, you realize. In the middle of this garden is another bench, surrounded by a selection of some of the most interesting plants native to Japan. As you approach the bench, you realize that it's made from bamboo. You move your fingers along the slats, creating a tuneful sound. The bamboo's smooth texture against your skin makes you feel even more connected to the nature surrounding you. Among the flora are blue hydrangeas, which are a popular ornamental plant. Beside them are gorgeous magenta azaleas and delicate bonsai trees. You're fascinated by the tiny branches and leaves of the bonsai trees. They're a reminder of how precious the natural world is. This garden is surrounded by 10-foot-tall conifer trees. You feel safe and protected here. The love that has gone into growing and caring for these thriving plants is obvious. And this loving energy seems to radiate outward. In this moment, you feel a deep sense of peace and gratitude. Happy to be here, right now. Just when you thought the atmosphere couldn't get any more idyllic, you notice something else. You can hear the soothing trickle of a waterfall hidden behind the trees. Although this relaxing sound encourages you to linger, you decide to move on. You're eager to see the next garden. When you return to the path, you notice that the route ahead of you is starting to get steeper, but the incline is still fairly gentle, and you're happy to continue walking uphill. You know that when you get to the top, you'll be rewarded with a wonderful view. On your way up, you come across a small terrace edged with natural bamboo fencing. You're about to continue on past it without a second thought, but then you change your mind. This purpose-built viewpoint proves too tempting. You enter the terrace and peer over the bamboo fence. In front of you is a stunning vista with trees and lush green fields as far as the eye can see. The edge of the garden is barely visible as it blends so delightfully into the unspoiled landscape. The wind gently blows over the flowers below, which are all the colours of the rainbow. Feather-like clouds drift across the sky. You take a deep breath, inhaling the fresh air. Then you let out a sigh of satisfaction, feeling a sense of inner peace. The enchanting sound of wind chimes is the perfect soundtrack to this beautiful view. The metal pieces ring in the breeze, creating a heavenly melody. Your mind becomes as carefree and serene as the wind chimes swaying in the air. As you venture further into this calm oasis, you feel even more deeply relaxed. When you're ready to move on, you leave the terrace and continue along the path. You find yourself noticing all the little details. You're aware of the green bushes that line either side of the path and the familiar sound of your shoes crunching on the gravel. Before long, you reach the third garden. This one has a wooden bench with a curved backrest painted white, reminding you of the petals on a daisy. Behind the bench is a weathered stone wall, and on the ground nearby are potted plants of various sizes. The sweet aroma of jasmine fills the air around you. As you breathe in this delicious fragrance, you decide to sit down on the bench. It feels good to take the weight off your feet for a moment. On the backrest, you notice some words engraved into the wood. They read, "Where flowers grow, there is always hope." These uplifting words fill you with a sense of joy. They represent the happy, peaceful atmosphere of the garden. So far, you've explored about half of the 4-acre space. Now that you're sitting down, you find yourself yawning and realize that you feel quite tired. You close your eyes and allow yourself to rest for a while. You relish this opportunity. There is no rush or pressure to do anything. You can simply let your mind and body relax, listening to the sound of the cascading waterfalls in the background. In a month's time, at the height of summer, the gush of water will become a delicate trickle. But at this time of year, with the snowmelt from the mountains, the waterfalls are in full force. You take pleasure in experiencing the sound in all its glory. Once you feel rested, you open your eyes and slowly get up. Now you're ready to continue and explore the next garden. The path up the hill winds to the right and is lined with cheerful, dainty buttercups. The flowers glow in the sunshine and guide the way like delicate candles. Following the trail of flowers leads you to a circular pond edged with stone slabs. You realize that this must be the fourth garden. A grey marble bench faces the pond. Once again, a stop at this bench is too tempting to resist. Settling comfortably on the marble surface, you gaze at the pond. Gorgeous coral lotus flowers and lime green lily pads rest on the water's clear surface. The water is calm and still, with only a few circular ripples created by a nearby waterfall. You watch the water make its journey from the top of the rocks all the way down into the pond. The view of the pond and the sound of the water absorb your attention for a while. Then, a fluffy cat appears on the pathway and walks toward the pond. She has shiny, smooth grey fur with dark brown markings, and you can tell that she is healthy and well looked after. The cat lifts her paw and playfully dips it in the water, creating small waves. She meows as if congratulating herself, then licks her paw clean. Then she looks in your direction. She sits still, watching you with dazzling green eyes. You smile at her reassuringly, and she seems to relax. The cat settles by the pond for a rest in the sunlight. Her eyes gradually close, and you can hear the quiet hum of her breathing. You walk towards the cat and crouch beside her, gently ruffling the fur on her exposed tummy. Her coat is soft and silky. She doesn't open her eyes, but simply purrs with contentment. You stroke the cat for a while, and then decide to leave her relaxing by the pond. You feel drawn to continue on your way by what you know will be a sensational view ahead. After checking your map, you leave the garden and rejoin the path, which soon leads to an arched bridge over a pond. The bridge is painted ruby red and has smooth, curving handrails. Green trees and shrubs stand at either end of the bridge, creating an eye-catching reflection in the water below. This picturesque scene seems almost too perfect to be real. It's like a beautiful oil painting. You step onto the wooden slats of the bridge and then stand still to gaze at the pond below. The water here flows at a slower pace than the waterfalls, reminding you that there is no rush in this garden. As you cross to the other side of the bridge, you notice some stairs ahead. Even these are made of natural materials, which blend seamlessly into the environment. Stone slabs protrude from the hillside to form a flight of steps. There are sturdy bamboo handrails on either side to help you. You place your foot on the first step to begin your climb up the hill. With each step, you get closer to the next resting place. Once you're at the top of the rise, you slowly make your way to the last special garden. You feel a sense of pride as you think about how far you've come to finally reach the highest point. On your way to this last garden, you stop for a moment and turn your attention to the breathtaking vista before you. It is even more magnificent than you imagined. The air is so beautifully clear that it allows you to see for miles. Far below is a vast area of woodland and green fields. Beyond the trees, in the distance, the outlines of mountains are visible against a bright blue sky. Looking down, you can see the whole expanse of the garden below. You can also spot the path that led you here, to this beautiful viewpoint. Remembering this dreamy journey makes you feel sleepy once again. You turn to look at the seating nearby. Instead of a bench, there are two wooden reclining chairs topped with moss-green cushions. The chairs have been placed on top of the grass, which looks like a fluffy rug. This grass is bordered by grey rocks and green foliage. You take a seat in one of the chairs and feel yourself sinking into the cushions, which are as soft as marshmallows. As you sit here and relax, you reflect on this incredible adventure. You remember the first glittering waterfall that you saw, and the feeling of anticipation as you began your journey. Then you recall the beautiful words on the back of the bench and the atmosphere of stillness and peace you experienced in the garden. And you're sure you'll always have fond memories of the little cat napping happily by the pond. There has been something new to see around every corner, but one thing has remained constant. Wherever you go, you can always hear the soothing flow of the waterfalls. This garden is a true celebration of nature, you think. Gazing into the distance, you see that the sun is beginning to set behind the mountains. It's nearly dusk. Next to you, positioned on a rock, is a black framed glass lantern that softly illuminates the nature nearby. You yawn and stretch your arms, and then reach for the lever to recline your chair. It's the ideal place to close your eyes and rest. You have found harmony in this peaceful paradise. The sound of the waterfall relaxes you more and more. As you listen to the flow of the water, you gradually drift into a deep, rejuvenating